Your mental health after a stem cell transplant. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. You can skip to this recording to find the beginning of each new section. While there's no right or wrong way to feel during your recovery, some of us experience challenges with mental health and well-being. Here, we explore different feelings and emotions, as well as tips to help manage your mental well-being. How could a transplant affect my mental health? Lots of people experience a range of emotions during recovery from their stem cell transplant. However, some of these emotions can feel difficult to deal with. Throughout your transplant journey, there will probably be times where you're worried, times when you're scared, and times when you want to cry. The important thing to remember is that you are not alone. These feelings are completely normal and you can get support.
Mental health is often overlooked when going through a stem cell transplant. Mental health problems can occur when you least expect it, many years down the line. Be kind to yourself, take a break, and know when to seek support.
Sarah, who had a stem cell transplant. Your feelings after a stem cell transplant. The first step in trying to cope with challenging times and find ways to improve your mental well-being is understanding and recognising your feelings. You might experience all, some or none of the following feelings during recovery. Feeling sad or low after all the fear and uncertainty of this life-changing process is completely understandable. These feelings often pass as you start to recover, but if they come back regularly for a few days at a time, it could be a sign that you're experiencing depression. For more information, visit mind.org.uk/depression. Along with sadness, anger is one of the stages of grief we go through before accepting a situation and moving on. Grief doesn't always involve losing someone close to you. After a life-changing event like a transplant, you might experience grief for the life you used to have. Anyone who needs a transplant has probably asked themselves, "Why me?" at some point. You might feel like you've lost the freedom you had before your transplant, especially if you've not yet returned to work or had to give up certain hobbies. You may also worry about losing the medical support you had in hospital as you move into the recovery stage. When we feel like nobody understands what we're going through, this can lead to feelings of isolation. Living alone, having to stay in on your own during recovery, or having quite a small social group can lead to similar feelings. Going through a period of uncertainty and not being able to plan for the future can make us feel anxious. Some people might also experience a common mental health problem called generalised anxiety disorder. For more information, visit mind.org.uk/anxiety. On a more positive note, you might feel an increased sense of determination and resilience during recovery. When your recovery is going well, you feel great. This sense of progress can lead to thoughts of hope for the future. Opening up about mental health. Letting someone else know how you're feeling is often the best way to start getting help. Most of us feel a sense of relief after having opened up to someone. Before you start, remember many people go through things that can affect their mental health. Even if they haven't had a stem cell transplant, they could have experienced similar feelings for different reasons. When it comes to talking about something that could feel upsetting, have a think about who you're most comfortable talking to. You could talk to someone close to you. For some people, this means a family member or friend. But you might have found your relationship with them as slightly different after your transplant. For more information, visit antonynolan.org/relationships. You could also talk to someone who doesn't know you. Many people prefer to talk to someone they don't know as well. This could be a member of your community, like a religious figure, or a mental health professional.
What can I do? What do I do? Am I prepared and coping or not? The sessions that I had with my Anthony Nolan clinical psychologist were very helpful.
Darren, who had a stem cell transplant to treat peripheral T-cell lymphoma. Here are our top tips for opening up about your mental health. Try to gather your thoughts beforehand so you know what you want to say. Writing some notes in advance might help, especially if speaking to a mental health professional. Try to find a relaxing and quiet space to talk. Ideally, this should be somewhere comfortable and without distractions. Prepare yourself to expect quite a few questions. You don't have to answer everything they ask, but it will help the other person understand what you're going through. Remember that your difficult thoughts and feelings might come back even after opening up to someone. It will probably take some time before you feel like you can cope with things alone. Coping with grief and loss. Unfortunately, stem cell transplants do not have a 100% success rate. Over time, you may have to cope with the death of someone you are close to during your hospital stay or recovery. This is never easy and could feel very emotional for you, especially if you're also experiencing complications with your own recovery. There is no right or wrong way to deal with feelings of grief, but it's not a good idea to ignore them in the hope they will go away. Try to find a way to express your emotions, because this will help you come to terms with how you are feeling. Sometimes writing things down can feel like a release, whether it's on paper or digitally. If you would like to talk to someone, your transplant team can organise counselling for you, which is a type of talking therapy. For more information, including help with your friends and family, visit antonynolan.org/bereavement. We also recommend looking into some extra help by visiting antonynolan.org/mental health support. When should I seek extra support? Some of us need extra support to help us cope with our mental health, but it's not always easy to recognise this, especially if you're feeling anxious or low. You might need to get support from your GP or medical team if you have been feeling very low and not like your usual self, cannot find the motivation to do anything, even important tasks, and regularly have trouble sleeping. You might also need support from your GP if you have lots of negative thoughts about yourself, the world and the future, or feel like you cannot control your thoughts and feel much more anxious than you ever have before. If you start to experience any of these thoughts or behaviours, your GP or medical team can explain your options if they think you need extra support. This might include medication and talking therapies. For more information about what this means, visit mind.org.uk/talking therapy.
It was a really scary time. I'm such a strong-willed person and I wanted to be able to do things on my own, so it was really scary facing the prospect of never being independent again. I thought I'd never be able to go outside on my own. It went on for such a long time.
Mary, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. If you need help right away, you can start by calling the Samaritans for free on 116 123. For more information about mental health problems, visit mind.org.uk. For information on where to find different types of support, visit antonynolan.org/mental health support. How can I improve my mental health and well-being? While you can try lots of different things to help improve and manage your mental health, not everything works for everyone. Only you will know what works best for you, and some things may work better than others at certain times. First, try thinking about how you got yourself through other tough times in your life. You might find these ideas coming useful again during recovery. You can also try our mental health tips and advice across various topics, such as the following. Self-care tips. You can improve your mental health and well-being during recovery by trying some self-care tips. Treat yourself once in a while. What you're going through isn't easy, so try to enjoy some of life's little pleasures. Buy that slice of cake when it tempts you. Spend an extra hour playing that game, or do something you've always wanted to do. Treating yourself is about doing whatever you're in the mood for at that moment. Have a laugh when you can. We all have something that always makes us laugh. Even if you're not ready to meet up with people yet, you can still have a laugh at home by watching your favourite comedies, finding new ones on streaming services, or listening to funny podcasts. Ask your friends for their comedy recommendations too. Look after your physical health. Practicing good physical well-being helps keep your mind healthy too. Try to make sure you get enough sleep, do a bit of exercise, follow a healthy diet, and keep up a personal care routine, like showering and getting dressed every day. Self-care doesn't need to be anything special or fancy. For more advice, visit anthonynolan.org/exercise and anthonynolan.org/diet. Activities and interests. You can improve your mental health and well-being by trying some ideas related to different activities and interests during recovery. Learn a new skill. You can study a wide range of courses through night schools or online, including cookery, art, and languages. You could also do a distance learning course without the need to move or commute. You might even decide to retrain for a new career. For more information, visit anthonynolan.org/back-to-education and anthonynolan.org/back-to-work. Try out writing or blogging. Some people find it helps to write about their experiences of stem cell transplant, both good and bad. Even if you don't want to share your thoughts, writing them down can still help you to process them. You may also find comfort in reading stories from people going through similar experiences. Visit anthonynolan.org/blog to read people's stories. Do art and creative hobbies. If you find it hard to express your thoughts and feelings with words, you can try other creative outlets instead. Drawing, painting, sculpting, collage, and music can all help with processing different feelings. Use music to help. Make a playlist of your favourite songs that always lift your mood. If you play an instrument, you might want to write a song or take some time to improve your skills and boost your confidence. You might find joining local choirs and other musical groups is a great way of doing something you enjoy while meeting new people. Travel if you can. Is there somewhere in the world you've always wanted to visit? Now might be the perfect time to go on that trip. Check with your medical team about whether it's safe for you to travel. For more information, visit anthonynolan.org/travel-abroad. Spending time with others. You can improve your mental health and well-being during recovery by trying some tips based on socialising and spending time with other people. Talk to someone about how you're feeling. Sometimes just talking to someone close to you can make a huge difference. If you want to speak to people who understand your experience, you can also talk to your medical team or someone in Anthony Nolan Patient Services. Meet up with friends if you can. It's important to feel connected to other people. Try to spend time connecting with friends, even if it's just by text or phone call. Spending time with people who make you feel comfortable can take your mind off more challenging thoughts. A lot of us find it easier to be around people outside our immediate family because they aren't quite as involved in the recovery process. Join a group or club. If you have a particular interest, look for a local group where you can meet other people who share your hobby. You can usually check social media to find out what's available in your area. Feeling more in control. You can improve your mental health and well-being by trying some tips that might help you feel better informed and more in control of your recovery. Find out more about your recovery. Lots of us start worrying and feeling anxious when faced with the unknown. By finding out more information about the physical, mental, and emotional challenges of recovery, it might feel easier to come to terms with. You might want to start by reading through our recovery information by visiting anthonynolan.org/recovery. Find trusted mental health information. Stick to information sources you know you can trust and try to avoid relying on the first results of web searches. You can always ask your medical team for advice as well. Feel free to make notes about what they say or ask someone to come with you for support. Try to better organise your recovery. With lots of things to remember during your recovery, try to settle into a routine. You will have days when sticking to your plan feels more difficult, but it helps to feel like you're doing something positive and staying in control. For more information, visit anthonynolan.org/taking-control. Relaxation techniques. You can improve your mental health and well-being by trying some relaxation tips and techniques while recovering. Try deep breathing exercises. It might sound simple, but taking a deep breath can really help calm your nerves. Practicing controlled breathing will also help you to relax. Do health-promoting exercises. Exercise techniques like Tai Chi and yoga combine gentle movements, stretching, and breathing exercises with elements of meditation. This helps you to focus your thoughts on the present and relax your mind. Give meditation a go. You might have already tried mindfulness and other types of meditation. The aim is to help you become more aware of your feelings and accept them for what they are. Overall, this should help you think more clearly and react calmly in difficult situations. For more information, visit mind.org.uk/mindfulness. Anthony Nolan Telephone Emotional Support. Anthony Nolan offers a free support service specifically for people who have had a stem cell transplant and their families. Through a series of appointments with well-being specialists, including qualified psychologists, you can talk to someone about whatever's on your mind and discuss any of your concerns about the future or your treatment pathway. If you think this might be helpful to you, email our team to arrange an appointment at patientinfo@antonynolan.org. For more information, visit antonynolan.org/TESS and antonynolan.org/mental health support.
If you let your mind go to that dark place, you'll never be able to get out of it. Emotional support helped. It really helped being able to talk. The psychological side of recovery is just as important as the physical. I got strong again bit by bit. I always felt strong enough to get to the next bit, and then the next bit.
Mary, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL.